After I almost fell off the face of the planet. After I almost fell off the face of the planet. People asked me, how can I help you? What can I do for you? And until now I have answered, there is nothing you can do, thank you very much for offering. But upon looking at my bank account balance, I decided to ask for something. Something like a win-win. Not money. My philosophy is if I didn't earn I don't eat. But I learned something a long time ago, heard it again many times since. But unfortunately sometimes it takes 20 to 30 years to move on something. One half of my business is healing. It has been so for more than 20 years. And because consumer attitudes have changed a lot in the past 20 or so years, I think maybe I should change too. Change what? Change how I acquire prospects and clients. There is a well-known marketing guru, Jay Abraham. What's interesting about this guy is that he has a handful of fundamental moves, instead of what every other marketing guru/consultant does. In essence, he is an Anna Karenina method guy. Unless you use his fundamentals, your business cannot be a happy business. Because you are doing too many things that either don't work, or the return on investment is meager. That is, by the way, why the Anna Karenina principle is a principle, because it works the exact same way in every area of life, health, wealth, love and fulfillment. Here is a health example. My health scare just in these past 4-5 days. I am back to 70% normal. Fast recovery with very few elements. So it is visible, unless you only have the elements that are core, you can't see clearly. No sleep was a symptom. Anything added to fix that would have muddied the water, and would have delayed resolution. Even dealing directly with the heart, or the anxiety would have done the same thing. The cause was the bacterial overgrowth in my gut. And hydrogen peroxide, the pharmaceutical grade very diluted, was the solution. A total 10 drops of the stuff. I am going to keep that up, 3 drops to a tall glass of water throughout the day. And then dealing with the toxic die-off at the liver level. With the liver cleanse system. Most people lack the what is the essence, what is the cause, what is the effect gene, and I think can't even understand why that is important. I have quite a number of clients whose biggest complaint in life is that their brilliance, their genius isn't celebrated. You may be a genius, but that doesn't mean that you know anything. Or do anything well. Genius is an effect. It is the result of work. So the right work for the right amount of time applied skillfully is what results in genius. Any causal elements missing, no genius. You are like the girl in the second archery story, drawing the bullseye around your arrow. The arrow that went wide. So back to what I really wanted to write about, asking for help. Asking for a joint venture. Joint venture is a strategic alliance between two people or two businesses. An alliance to do something that benefits both and none of the benefit comes from either of their pockets. It is the ultimate expression of desire to receive for the sake of sharing. You get as much as you were getting if you were having a desire to receive for the self alone and so does your joint venture partner. What they get doesn't come out of your pay, you are not the one paying them. But when you are entitled to what you say you are entitled to, you will make sure that no one else gets anything. You may give them alms, but you won't allow the light to be shared. You want them to get it from you if at all. Because you need to maintain your superiority and your entitlement this way. Unfortunately, entitlement comes with a big price, cancer. So how does this joint venture thing work? Two people each want to increase something. Love, revenues, whatever. So in my case I want to do more healing sessions. The other person, you, wants to get more clients to their business. So I offer them to add my most beneficial free offer as a stocking stuffer. A bonus, normally as valuable as their paying offer. My offer is a complete free health evaluation with a health consultation. Normally costing $100 or more. I make a pretty coupon, and you, the other person, makes it I sweeten the pot for you on your offer. Example, I doctor, your offer. Come in for an initial eye test. Get a free coupon for your complete health evaluation, worth $100 or more. They will get more takers on their eye test because of the coupon. Some of those people will want to know how their health is. Especially if they have some issues. Win-win-win. I get access to people I would never be able to reach. Some will need healing. Some will book healing. I'll get what I ultimately wanted, more work. More revenue. What I am asking you for, if it is in your wheelhouse, is to have a joint venture with me. Help me so I can stop worrying about money. If you have a business, the art of joint venture is to come up with very complimentary offers. And your desire for more clients is handled. I am interested even if only 10 to 15% of your potential clients would be a good fit for my business. It is people I could never reach. If though I have a business to consumer offer, and maybe you have a business to business company, each company means people, and vice versa. If you are looking for joint venture and you have a B2B company and your partner is a butcher, some of the shoppers at that butcher store own a business, for sure. This is the least utilized strategy to increase business because of, you could guess, entitlement. Entitled people cannot tolerate someone winning unless the winning comes directly from them, making you look generous, important, and a genius. Now, if you think you could package my offer into yours and make your offer higher value this way, and you'd like to join venture with me, please email me. Thank you.